And so it's with great honor to bring Dr. Marcia Rosenbaum from the Drug Policy Alliance up here to introduce Ross and to speak about the significance that he's had both here in San Francisco and what I would argue from the national perspective all around the country.
Many people think that San Francisco is the most liberal, the most open, the Amsterdam of America, if you will. And indeed, it is arguably the best place to live in the United States of America. So as a native, I'd like to welcome you all to my city. And it gives me great honor to honor a politician, Ross Mircarini, who is just 16 months into the office of supervisor of the city and county of San Francisco. And in that short time, at the very beginning, right out of the gate, he became our main spokesperson, our main advocate for marijuana law reform in San Francisco. Now, this was not a particularly easy job, even though we are the Amsterdam of America. Ross took it from both sides as he attended each and every meeting. He missed nothing. He and his protege, Boris Delapine, who I think is here too, were right there with us in our efforts to regulate cannabis, medical cannabis dispensaries, and now is involved in marijuana law reform generally in San Francisco. So it has not been an easy job. He, again, has had to deal with the criticisms of both sides, both the reform community and the political climate in San Francisco. It wasn't easy, so it is especially delicious to give this important award to Ross Mircarini.
Thoroughly intimidated. It was a year ago, approximately.